This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
Well, making Aliyah is a dream many South African Jews hold close to their hearts. But for some, questions around affordability, also housing, community, and starting over later in life can make that dream feel out of reach. Well, now, a unique initiative is aiming to change that. And this has to do with a new housing project in Beersheba, Israel, which is offering eligible South African Olim aged 60 and older the opportunity to begin a new chapter in a supportive, affordable community designed specifically for seniors. Well, joining us today is Barry Lewis, who has not only become one of the spokespersons for this initiative, but is also someone who has personally embraced this opportunity. Now, Barry joins us to share why this project is so significant and what life in Beersheba has to offer and why he believes it's never too late to make Aliyah. Barry, good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me on the show and being able to impart a little bit of additional knowledge to everyone.
Well, we certainly are looking forward to it, Barry. But before we talk about the project itself, tell us about your own Aliyah journey. What inspired you to make Israel your home? Let's begin there.
So I've been wanting to make Aliyah for 15, 20 years, and eventually 23, 24, the Amigor project came about. And the Israel Center, and with Israel Aliyah Absorption, offered the Beersheba project. I was actually most probably the first one to sign up for it. I was the second one to actually arrive on the project. And it was just a combination of a desire, and also the fact that for the first time, we were being offered this amazing, amazing gift of subsidized housing and all the benefits that they offer new Olim in Israel. And for me, it was a no-brainer.
Okay, so, right. So for many now, many people dream about making Aliyah, but never quite take the first step. Now, what makes this particular opportunity different from anything that's been offered before? Let's just unpack that a bit more.
Okay, so firstly, for single or couples, they're offering accommodation for the first time to Olim out in South Africa who can sign up for this amazing offer. It's 385 shekels a month in a single studio for single people or a one bedroom for couples. Okay. With that, you get your normal Aliyah Salkita basket of roughly 3,800 shekels a month for a single person and plus minus 7,000 for a couple for the first 6 months, as well as free medical aid for the first 6 months. So they are going all out to make this affordable for those who are really on the bottom line, on the smell of an oil rag.
For listeners who may only know Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, Barry, now tell us about a bit more about Beersheba. What makes Beersheba such an attractive city for retirees and new immigrants?
Okay, so Beersheba is the fourth largest city in Israel. It has a population of roughly 350,000 to 400,000. It has a lot of suburbs around it, making it close to 500,000. It has Ben Gurion University, which is one of the leading universities of the world. It has amazing medical facilities. It has one of the largest and fastest growing high-tech businesses in Israel. It has also a slightly slower lifestyle, like the country places in South Africa, where it's not that fast pace of Tel Aviv, of Jerusalem, etc. So it's a much easier place to go live. The people I found are also far more helpful. They're far more gentle. They're far more accommodating to people who don't speak Hebrew. And actually, go out of their way to help you.
Wow.
There are amazing, amazing 60-plus programs in Be'er Sheva for people who want to do Pilates, various gyms, different social clubs, book clubs, all available basically free.
Wow.
If you're not working. Yeah.
Okay. If you've just joined us, so welcome to the Afternoon Brief on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Mike McKenna. I'm chatting to Barry Lewis, has not only become one of the spokespersons for this initiative, which is a new housing project. This has got to do with Alia in Be'er Sheva, Israel, which is offering eligible South African Olim aged 60 and older the opportunity to begin a new chapter in support of affordable community designed specifically for seniors. You can catch up on this conversation a little later on our website. I'll give you details to that a little later on. But Barry, moving countries at any age, it can feel daunting, especially later in life.
So
what would you say to someone who's thinking, I'm simply too old to make such a big change? What would you like to tell them?
So I would like to tell them that if you have the desire and the want to move, it's possible. I made Aliyah at 66 years old, right? And the beauty about Be'er Sheva is there is already a strong, small, very, very supportive South African community who go out of their way to help the new Olim. We go out of our way to even try to see if we can try to find jobs for them. It's not always that easy, but it is possible.
Sure.
I found a job before I'd finished my Upan course, and it's so much more easy to make it there at 60 on the bottom rung than in South Africa, where your medical aid, etc., is really taxing people who are battling.
Okay.
So it's a golden opportunity to change lifestyles, change your mindset, and embark on a new chapter.
Okay. Barry, we have an information evening taking place for people who would like to learn more. So what can attendees expect? Who should consider coming along? And if I guess we can put it out there, the contact details whilst we're on the subject.
So the talk tonight is at 5:30. It okay. is about Be'er Sheva. It's about all that the Aliyah absorption offers. The governing body who have provided this. And I must just say that in this last few weeks with the Aliyah Expo, various issues came up that new Olim were facing, and these guys are so proactive and looking for every way to help. And some of the difficulties, very few that I faced, they are now looking into helping Olim in Be'er Sheva for jobs, for accommodation until they get into the Amigor housing project, because you have to get there to sign all the papers. So they are amazingly proactive. It's absolutely mind-blowing when one sees what they are trying to do for us.
You know, for someone listening today, we'll recap on the contact details and the venue just after we've chatted, Barry. But for someone listening today has always dreamed of living in Israel but has been putting it off for years, what's the one message you'd like to leave them with before we sign off?
Open your Aliyah file now. Don't delay. No one's holding a gun at your head that you have to come, but get the process going. Speak to Ziva, the head of Aliyah South Africa, speak to Avi Kagan, Shelley, speak to me, and let us tell you about the factual side of making Aliyah to Be'er Sheva, to Israel.
Okay, so Barry, I just want to confirm, you can email Ziva, that's Z-I-V-A or Z-I-V-A, at Israel Center, that's all one word, .co.za. And when you access that, it'll also give you information to the forms, which I don't want to read out on air because it's so technical, it might just confuse people. So I take it all information can be garnered from this email address, and then you can take it from there. And the venue for tonight you mentioned, where is that?
I cannot mention it from a security point of view, it has to come through an email to the people.
Okay. That's why I asked, to make sure.
If anyone's having a problem getting hold of Ziva, they can WhatsApp me and I will send them the link if they would like.
And what's your WhatsApp number, Barry?
+972
yes.
55
Yes, 55 Yes.
77
715 710 Let's just read back. +972 55 77 1570 Confirm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Barry, we've got you.
I want to leave one little message.
Right.
Don't miss an opportunity to take an opportunity.
Certainly, certainly. Don't miss an opportunity to take an opportunity. Barry, thank you so much for sharing both your personal story and this exciting opportunity. Barry's contact details, if we can just recap, is +972 55 77 1570 if you want to gain more information on this initiative, Alia Initiative. Also, you can email Ziva, that's Z-I-V-A, at israelcenter.co.za for more information on this initiative and, of course, now on this event taking place this evening. Once you have emailed, only then will you receive confirmation of where the venue will be. But you can play catch-up on this conversation. Just go to our website, www.highfm.com. Look under podcasts and you'll find the Afternoon Brief conversations there. Barry, thank you so much once again for sharing your story. And yes, for anyone thinking about making Alia but wasn't sure where to begin, this information session could provide the answers you have been looking for. And thank you, Barry, for joining us, and all the very best with this wonderful initiative.